Recording in progress.
We'll call the regular meeting of this Sewerage Commission, Orville Region. Let's please stand, or let's do roll call, excuse me. Roll call first.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Masalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Wriston.
Aye.
All here except one member from the city who has not been sworn in yet.
Okay, if Stan, Glenn, will you take?
Yes, sir. Raise your hand over your heart. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have a visitor. It's not unusual except for all this.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger these days. Keep me warm in the mountains.
Okay. We're happy to have you here again.
Thank you.
You want to have a moment later on in the agenda for anything?
You know, I don't really have anything to say. I just wanted to come in on the one of the agenda items regarding the integration for the pump station, just in case any questions came up on that. Just I'd be happy to answer them, and then if anything else is on your mind that I could help with or discuss, I'm here for that. So I have nothing to present other than that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And we appreciate you being here by Zoom. Lawyer that you are. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
We'll have anybody that wants to make a motion about the board minutes.
I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes from January 26, 2022.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. And so, any questions?
No.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those no? There are no no's, ayes, it passes. Okay, we'll do the authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Wriston came in this morning. We went over the warrants.
Went over the warrants this morning and reconciled all of the warrants. Everything came out accurately. There were no issues or anything with any of the warrants. And the total warrants for this month, $954,327.35. And there was a local agency transfer to the investment fund transfer of $700,000.
Are you making a motion on that?
I will make a motion that we accept the warrants for on February 23rd, 2022.
Okay. Is there a second? We have a motion and we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? There is no opposing, so the passes. Item number 7, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the fiscal reports in your guys' packet for review. All seems in order.
Okay, do we have a motion? Do we need to take a motion on that?
They're for informational purposes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item number 8, meeting schedule options for calendar year 2022 for consideration and approval.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So last month we discussed potential moving of the meeting to the fourth Tuesday of each month instead of the fourth Wednesday of each month. That would also change the holiday meeting times, which would put them on a Tuesday instead of a Wednesday. So it would change those from November 16th to November 15th and December 21st to December 20th. So that, last month, the board members were going to go back to their individual boards and make sure that the new schedule would work. And that was it.
Okay, there any discussion?
We had discussion at our, at the Thermalito meeting, and the next director to come over that's scheduled at this point would be Director Taggart, which would take my place in July, I think. And he actually said that the fourth Tuesday would work perfect for him. And I don't have any issues with the fourth Tuesday between now and when I'm off this board. So Thermalito was completely in favor of changing it to the fourth Tuesday.
Okay.
I spoke to Kelly, and she said that the Tuesday, Tuesday would be fine with her, too.
Did you?
First I heard of it.
Scott, did you, were you okay with that schedule? Because you said something about wanting to be here personally.
Yeah, the fourth Tuesday actually works really well for me.
Great.
It's open right now. I have no other clients on that day. And again, this came up because I had a client who was on the fourth Wednesday. They considered moving it to another day, and then they realized it didn't work, and then they moved it back. And then in that interim is when I became counsel for SCORE. So if it works for everybody, that would be, you know, again, I love being there in person more than on Zoom. Don't get me wrong, I'll do the Zoom thing, but I really like being there in person.
Well, thank you. With that, I'll make a motion that we adopt the meeting schedule as written in item number 8.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and on the floor and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, it passes. We'll go to item number 9, consider awarding a contract to integration of the control system for the new influence pump station to Jacobs, engineering.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, so we're starting to get to the end stages of this influent pump station project that we got going up front, so it's time to make a decision on who's going to integrate the control strategy and the control system in there. As a staff, we looked at this, and we after looking at all the presentations, we really want to go with Jacobs. We recommend Jacobs Engineering. The main reason we recommend Jacobs Engineering is because they are designing the entire upgrade for the and they're almost there. We're like right there at the end at the 100% upgrade for the big project for the plant that will happen here in the next couple of years. And with that, we will get SCADA, which is supervisory control and data acquisition software. And basically it's automation of the plant to a certain degree. And our main interest in recommending Jacobs is that we want a seamless transition. When this is built, we don't want to have a weird connection of the two, of that satellite station blending it in with the new SCADA station. So our thought process is if we have one, the same people that designed it put it in and then also do the integration on the big plant upgrade, it should be as seamless as possible. And that's mainly our main recommendation. It's just we would really feel comfortable if we had Jacobs from stem to stern on the control strategy stuff.
Okay, do we have any discussion?
Sounds good to me.
Works for me. I actually had a conversation with Glenn this morning about this transition, and I absolutely agree with what he just said. It sounds like it'd be the absolute best way to go.
Okay. How do you feel?
I agree with what everyone's saying so far.
Okay. I throw that in. Okay, so an entertaining motion?
I'll make a motion that we award the contract for the integration of the control system for the new influent pump station to Jacob Engineering with an amount not to exceed $156,500.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Does this have to be a roll call?
Do you want a roll call for this one, Scott?
No, it's the pleasure of the board. If you'd like a roll call, you can, but it can be done by voice vote.
I will just, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. We'll move on to item number 10, repayment of funds extended from the capital outlay reserve for the construction of the solar array.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So approximately 2003, SCORE borrowed from itself around $2 million to build the solar array, and every year since then, with the savings that the solar array saves us on our PG&E bill, the manager chooses an amount to repay it, SCORE itself back for that loan. So this year actually will be the final payment of $108,791, and SCORE will have completely paid itself back for the investment that the manager Ray Souza made back in 2003. And just so for your information, it saves us about 70% of the PG&E bill. So, I mean, an amazing investment.
So is that why the PG&E bill is $2,700? So 70% of that is coming from the solar?
No, so the PG&E bill actually this year, the true-up bill was $388,000. Mm-hmm. So, and that's on this warrant list as well. So normally we get about a $25 to $30 bill from PG&E every month for just the plant. This $2,700 is actually for the influent pump station project.
Oh, okay.
We're getting a new drop up there.
Okay.
But they call this bill the true up bill. So we give $25 or so a month, and then at the end of the year they go, okay, this is how much power you used. Bang, and it was $388,000 this year. So, but that would have been probably in the $1.2 million if we were just paying for it by ourselves without producing any of our own power.
Great.
I was around. Well, my dad was on this board when the. Ray proposed the solar, because everyone was still under the impression that it was the battery system. Oh. And it was new that the power would be stored in the PG&E lines. So he's the one that brought solar to Butte County.
Yep.
There was nobody who was using that system. He did all the studies, everything. And PG&E actually gave them back, it was a $5 million project, and PG&E gave them back $2.5 million rebate.
Yep.
On the day they had completed the installation.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an amazing project.
The win all the way around.
Oh, and made national.
That's the county, the city, you know that the city, we have installed solar to run everything at the city, and we still have 40% capacity in reserves that we could add on for electricity for the solar system that we just put in.
Yes.
Yeah. That was all Ray pioneering that.
Okay, do we have a motion to pay the fund?
I'll make a motion that we make the repayment of funds expended from the capital outlay reserve for the construction of the solar array in the amount of $108,791 and the final payment.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it.
Very nice.
That's a big deal. Congratulations.
It's really cool. And it's really cool that they set it up in that way to pay themselves back and make sure that the fee payers were whole after the whole thing was done.
So is there a future plan of extending more solar?
Well, no, I was going to actually bring that up today, but we're trying to figure some stuff out with the upgrade project and PG&E. So we actually caught something that could be a potentially really big deal, or maybe not. We're digging it up. So just to make a long story short, when the big upgrade happens, the original plan was to upgrade. We're getting a new drop for the influent pump station, a new PG&E drop, and then when the upgrade happens, that was going to get upgraded to a 4,000 amp service, which would then power the whole plant. Problem with that plan is, when that plan was made, PG&E had different buyback rates on their solar. So it was, at that time, it was fine for the solar just to go from the solar field up to PG&E. They'd pay us a good rate, then we buy it back from here and power the plant, and it washes out. Well, since then, PG&E's changed their buyback rate, so we would essentially be selling it to them for 5 cents a kilowatt hour. I'm just making up numbers here, but buying it back at 25 cents a kilowatt hour here. So it'd be a loser big time for SCORE. So we're trying to figure out with PG&E whether or not we can keep a second, keep the second meter on it so we can get credit at what at cost, or whether we need to do a change order to the upgrade project and reroute the solar all the way around to the new meter so that we it powers the plant before it leaves and goes to PG&E.
What is that thing that Sight and Glass put in down here at the Highway 70 Industrial Park? That big transformer in the front.
I'm not sure.
He supplies the power to all them warehouses.
I'm not sure. I'll have to investigate it.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like that. What if it's rerouted to that and then it feeds before PG&E kicks in?
Do you have solar out there?
I would imagine. I'm not. I don't know. I just rented from him, and I knew that he sold us the power.
Yeah. If they well, so we have a solar field out there with two transformers. One transformer to bump the power generated off the solar up to 5,000 volts, so it can travel a quarter mile back around to our meter back here, and then another transformer to dumb it down, so we can accept it into directly into our meter.
Yeah.
So it might be some kind of switcheroo like
transformer. Right. But either way, we'll figure out the PG&E situation and make sure that SCORE's going to get its money out of its solar field one way or the other, wherever that fix is. So we caught that the other day dealing with this. So this project is actually working exactly like me and Micah wanted it. It's our learner project, unfortunately. So we're catching a lot of stuff on that to save us for the big upgrade project, so we don't have to learn on that one. So
good.
Okay. To item number 11. Attorney's report.
Did you want to wait, Scott, for the closed session?
The only thing I have to report is that we do have a closed item session, or a closed session item to discuss, and I'll go ahead and give you all the information here.
Okay.
I'd like to say something about the attorney's report. I seen on the news that AOC said that attorneys don't know near as much as lawyers do. And so they need to talk to their lawyers, not their attorneys. Is that factual?
You know, I seldom desire to analyze anything AOC said. I haven't stated on that one.
Do you want to change it, Don Gentis?
Oh, no. No, I'm happy with attorney, lawyer, Esquire.
Okay, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We've kind of discussed everything on my manager's report except the big one on the bottom, which would be the proposed budget. So I've given every one of you a proposed budget to take home for the next month, go through it. Obviously, if you have any questions or concerns, you can call me whenever you want. We can discuss them. But if you guys are good with it, then I would like to agendize it for next month's meeting to get passed. Now you'll notice as you go through there are some items that I wanted to kind of just alert you to. And they're mainly in the capital and the WCRF purchases. And I just wanted you guys to, just so we're on the same page. So, and I think this is, might be news even to the Thermalito board members here. You guys are in the process of purchasing a new vac truck. I'm sure you guys know that part of it. Oh, you didn't. So you guys are in the process of purchasing a new vac truck. So manager Boucher over at Thermalito called and asked me if we would be interested in purchasing their current vac truck, which would be a gazillion times better than our current vac truck. And it's not cutting the mustard for them, but they're a collection agency, so they have a little tougher job with that than we do. It would make things amazing here. It's expensive, not compared to what they're paying for a new one.
Not a new one, yeah.
But it's, you know, I budgeted $80,000 to purchase it from them. That's kind of a roundabout figure. Jamie didn't know exactly, but he said it wouldn't go over that. So that's why I used $80,000. To be real frank with you, it would make things a lot easier here, but we've gotten by with the one that we've had for, you know, however many years. So if you guys told me no, it wouldn't stop SCORE from running. We do. There's another purchase on the same budget, WCRF, for a utility vehicle of $15,000. We have our utility vehicle is a mule. I believe it's a Yamaha mule. It's from 2005. It's got 2,500 hours on it. Everyone here is amazed that it still runs at 2,500 hours on it. So that needs to be replaced. if we do, if you guys do allow us to buy the vac truck, one thing that our vac truck has that the new vac truck doesn't is an air compressor, so we'd be losing our jackhammer capabilities off the old vac truck. So I wanted to purchase an electric jackhammer just in case we would need that, so we weren't left without one.
Is our vac truck worth selling?
It is. Now I think we would probably get, and this is just very little research, between $10,000 and $15,000 for it, I believe. But it definitely is worth selling. It's not junk by no means. One of these
still works.
Yeah, it works. It works fine. The only problem with it is it's got a 3-inch suction nozzle on it. And if you've dug anything in Oroville ever, you know that every rock here is bigger than 3 inches. So it plugs up every single time you use it. And so the guys end up, you know, spending 70% of their time pulling rocks out of the hose rather than actually digging. Where the one that we'd buy from Thermalito has an 8-inch boom on it, and so there's no guy using the hose and hurting his back and everything. It just and it sucks up everything that's big, up to 8 inches. So that would be amazing for us. Also, on that part of the budget, we have the money that we're going to probably end up spending on the East Interceptor. Obviously, you guys haven't approved construction for that yet. You've approved the design. We're working on that with Coleman Engineering. But their estimate in that proposal that they gave us for design was right around $1 million or a little bit over for construction. So I budgeted $1.5 million for the total project with design and construction. And that's to repair the East Interceptor line that runs up to the little putt. And then we have the rest of, you guys already approved the design and engineering drawings and stuff for Rudy Creek Pump Station. So I have the remainder of what we haven't paid out on that there on that part of the budget as well. And I believe that is what. That was the last. That was all I wanted to really give you a heads up on. Everything else is just normal operational stuff. Obviously, if you have any questions about anything, don't hesitate to ask. I will be here 40 hours a week every day, so you guys can call and ask me at any time. If we're not ready to agendize it and put it on, then we can have discussion next month and I'll fix whatever you guys want and then we can bring it back the month after that. I'm just trying to get it done as early in the year as possible. So that's it for the manager's report. I just wanted to kind of give you guys a breakdown of what you were looking at in that budget.
Okay. Anything else, Glenn?
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Our visitors, any comments? Any additional comments?
I think that's it. No, thanks. We look forward to continue to work on the inflow pump station, getting that thing all hooked up and running well. And just want to say congratulations on the solar field. I think that's really cool. I didn't know about it. And just goes to show sometimes it's hard to make these long-term investments, but one day they do pay off. And from here on out, it's all gravy, right? So yep. That's good.
Okay. Congrats. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Commissioners?
Cool.
Anything?
Nope.
Everybody okay? Okay, we're going to go into a closed session for now, so we'll be back.
Thank you for a great night.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.